Good morning, good afternoon, good evening, depending on what time it is for you and where you're listening from. Welcome to the Women on the Rise podcast. My name is Vernette and I am your host or voice in your ear for this podcast. I hope everybody is doing well, and as we're dealing with the situation with the lockdown, just a lot of uncertainty that's going around and just some really difficult times for most of us, I do hope that if you're listening that you are keeping safe and that you're keeping well. This podcast or this episode, I've been so busy actually. I was meant to bring this out at least a week before this was meant to be released, but I've just been so busy. I feel like there's been a lot of people around me that, because of this situation with the lockdown, that people feel like that they're moving a little bit more slower. They may not be going to work, but me, I've been so busy. So that's why it's taken me a while to kind of get my head together. Taking the extra week while I've been doing some work, it has meant that I've had a bit more time to think and to be quiet. And people that know me well know me, I'm not a quiet person at all. I can be very opinionated and I always have something to say. Something that my husband says to me a lot is that when I tell him that I'm being quiet and that I don't have an opinion, he tells me that if I'm going to be quiet, then I need to do it properly and stop making noise in my silence. So yeah, I have had some time to think and just to order my thoughts in terms of how I'm processing what's going on around me. But for this episode, the thoughts that I wanted to kind of share with you today are about choices. So I'm going to start with an opening proposal for us. Our choices are powerful. I'm going to say that again. Our choices are powerful. And they can be powerful in both the positive and the negative direction concerning our lives. They can be powerful either for our benefit or for our detriment. In my first podcast episode, I had mentioned briefly, I recall, that I was just observing in my relationships with other people and just generally communicating with people that the general sensing I get is that we don't often feel like we have the time to process things prior to how things used to be before. And when I make that statement about what before is, I'm more talking before the rise of a lot of the technology that we use. And please don't misunderstand me, because I love technology. Like, I was introduced to programming from when I was like 6 or 7, so I've always been that way minded. But I just came to notice that over the years, as we have had to adapt our way of functioning, I also was of the opinion that it's also affecting how we're making choices and even the way that we allow ourselves to reason things through, so that the outcomes that we're looking for or certain things that we want to happen, we're not even really able to interpret things like we used to, because we don't have the time to really take on board the things that we're being asked to do, or even the things that we're saying and why we're saying those things. And it's like, when it comes to choices and the choices that we are making, it's like we're making them sometimes in split second. So for example, I like to play a lot of games, like on apps and so on. I don't have a huge amount, but I just noticed that more and more when you play these games online, the adverts come up because they want you to make split second choices. They want you to download something. They want you to purchase something. So that's just an example of how our choices can be affected. Like, it's like we are becoming more impulsive in that sense, more than being reasonable. And even when it comes to our life defining choices that may require an appropriate amount of time to think or to pray or to meditate, it's like we're being impulsive in those areas as well, according to how we feel or Sometimes if we're under some level of stress and we're maybe not thinking straight at all, we're making rash decisions, and then sometimes the implication of our choices, they can be affecting us for like 2 and 3 and 4 or 5 years to come. And so I think that when we are operating like that in a very impulsive manner, without realizing, we can begin to feel a little bit lost when we find ourselves in situations or circumstances and we don't even recollect the journey. Like, we can't even track, like, how did I get to this place? What were the life defining moments or the points in the road that I can recollect to say, yes, I turned left here, and because of me turning left, it resulted in this particular thing? And it's becoming like we can't account for our choices anymore because of this impulsiveness that I'm observing seems to come upon a lot of us, and even myself sometimes. Like, an example that I can pull on myself and my husband, we always reflect on a period of time in the early years of our marriage where I was working in a particular well-paying job and he was also doing the same. And when we combined our income together, we had more than enough to pay off our monthly bills and responsibilities. And we had a significant amount of surplus money at the end of the month. Surplus as in everything's paid, we've done what we need to do, and it's just sitting there. And we always reminisce on the fact that with all that surplus money, there was so much that we could have done with it. And for the life of me, I can't tell you where the money's gone. I have no recollection. I know that we ate out a lot. Or we'd ordered in a lot of takeout, you know. Like, we wasted that money, you know. We could have saved. I can't even tell you that we went on holidays, because we didn't. I can't tell you that we were living it up. Like I got all the Gucci bags that I wanted. Like, you know, I was running things. No, I can't even tell you all that. It's like my expression of that period of time is that we ate the money. It was like whatever we just kind of just felt to do at that time, or because of laziness or whatever, that's what we did. So the money just basically aided and abetted our laziness. And yeah, we just squandered that money. And we always reminisce on that sometimes, sometimes in a regretful way, in the sense of taking responsibility. But we laugh about it now to be like, wow, do you know what we could have done with that? So when I talk about being able to account for choices, like I said, we didn't go on holiday. No, I can't recall a holiday. Yeah, so that's what I mean by that in a way. But like I said, we take responsibility for those choices according to, you know, looking at where we were as people, looking at the fact that, yeah, there were things that we could have done by ourselves that didn't require us to spend money, but, you know, we spent the money on all sorts of things, you know, to kind of answer sort of like short-term wants, you know. But the short-term wants were not really reflecting the lifelong goals that we had set for ourselves. And so there are two things about choices that I've been thinking about that I wanted to suggest to you to think about, really. These are not exhaustive thoughts about choices, by the way. I'm not trying to write a book, just a quick on the fly things to kind of share with you. So the first thing I want to say really is that there are choices that we make that are intuitive, as in, you know, it's like you don't need to really think about it, it just happens sometimes. So they're a bit like habits in a way, you know, and they require no thought on our part at all, so to speak, because they can be what people would say could be subconscious. You know, you're not actively thinking about that thing in a way. So, for example, you know, all of us, well, I would hope that all of us have been taught from when we were little, you know, that, you know, brush your teeth before, you know, you leave the house and all that kind of stuff, and about maintaining an appropriate level of self-care, you know. So as we've gone along, as we've gotten older, growing up, that becomes like a habit. You don't really need to have a big theological discussion about brushing your teeth. But it then becomes a responsibility that we've got to maintain that intuitive choice, so to speak, or we've got to maintain our ability to exercise that. Now, the other side of it is that we become more aware of it as a choice if there was something that was obstructing our ability to continue in that thing, or if we feel violated in some way, as in like our choices are hindered or restricted, you become more aware of the fact that you feel like your choices are being inhibited, even if they are intuitive. The second thing about choice I was thinking about is that there are some choices that are associated with events or particular instances in life that don't happen all that regularly, but they have big implications. So an example could be, you know, we could be up for like a new job offer, or we can be considering a change in career direction. It could be thinking about how you're going to progress in a relationship, even those kind of levels where they require some thought, they require some reason, they require the phone a friend in some cases. But with the intuitive choices and the ones, as I said, that are associated with events, both of them, they still require responsibility and follow through. So those things, in terms of seeing the benefit of them, we are only going to see the benefit based on our choice to follow through and to continue in a particular direction. So, you know, if you were considering the new job offer, that's great that you've got the new job offer, but you still have to choose to follow through and to turn up on the start date if you're successful. If you decide not to turn up, then obviously you've messed up that job offer, and that's responsibility. And likewise, if we all decided we weren't going to brush our teeth ever again, then you can't cry when all your teeth start falling out your mouth, you know? So we have to follow through on that, and we have to take responsibility. And so what I'm saying with that, really, where I'm trying to get to, is that I think that it's important that we really begin to take stock of choices that we are making, whether they are the small intuitive ones, so to speak, or the ones that are associated with big life events, and be willing to take more responsibility in terms of looking at, okay, where was my head at when I made that decision? Particularly if it went a bit pear-shaped. Like, where was my head at when I made that decision? Did I consider all angles? What was affecting me? What was impacting me? You know, who was speaking in my ear? Was what they were speaking the right thing I needed to hear? Did it cause me to be impulsive? Like, what was the thing? And likewise, when you look at positive progression in something, hopefully you should be able to see where you have continued in making choices consistently on a daily basis that would maintain that positive progression, you know? So with the job offer, hopefully for most of us, when you get the job offer and you're doing what you need to do and you're progressing and doing well, and or even if you're studying is actually a really, really good example, because, you know, for me, I've been to university and I know what that's like. So it's like, literally, you can't drop the ball midway through the semester and expect to turn up to the exam confident. It's not going to happen, you know? So again, these things require our responsibility and they require our follow through. And in a negative sense, we can even follow through on things that are not good for us as well. And so that's why it's good to look at the choices that we're making and the kind of trajectory that we are following through on that actually may be to our detriment. So, you know, if we find ourselves just like in certain situations, like over and over again, I suppose my challenge or my thought to inject is that maybe we need to look at our choices. Now, don't get me wrong, some of us may go off and think that there are dark forces that are, you know, following us, and that may be true. Please, I'm not discounting the fact that there is stuff that goes on of a spiritual nature that can impact certain aspects of our lives, for sure. However, I think that oftentimes we don't look at what's literally in front of our face, in that because choices are powerful, because it's a gift that God has given us, and it's such a powerful gift that we also need to take care of that gift as well. And so I would like to kind of suggest that we should maybe look at being mindful of the choices that we're making on the daily basis, so that you can then even begin to start to measure how you manage the choices that carry the bigger implications. So, for example, if you observe that you're a person that you'll make a choice to do a particular thing, okay, it could be something in your house, like, you know what, I'm gonna clean out the cupboard that I've been trying to clean out for so long, or I'm gonna get into a routine with housework or something. And you don't maintain that choice according to what you've set, then you can't really expect to see results, you know? And then before you know it, your house is tore up, there's more and more stuff in the cupboard, you know, particularly like if you just moved house or something like that, and you kind of keep things in boxes and you're like, yeah, no, we've just moved, we'll settle down, we'll get to it. Again, I put my hand up on that because I've got a cupboard like that, you know? But if we don't follow through, then we're not really going to expect to see the results really that we're looking for. And some of us, like, you know, we can get disappointed and all that kind of stuff, and those are valid feelings of, you know, when things don't work out, that we feel disappointed or feel frustrated. But it takes another level altogether when we're willing to put the frustration or the disappointment to one side and say, okay, are there choices that I'm making that is impacting my progress in this particular area? And as I said, I kind of feel like if we start with the little things, if you kind of just manage the little choices, as in the choices that don't have the massive instantaneous implications, then you begin to see like a bit of a roadmap as to how you handle the choices that carry bigger implications. So again, even as we are in this period, not just in the UK but across the world, we're in this period where, you know, we've got restrictions, we're not able to do much, there is so much scope for us to even look at, okay, some of my choices to a degree have been restricted, and so what am I now choosing to do in the midst of that challenging situation? What am I now leaning towards as a response to the fact that I feel restricted in this area? What does it cause us to do? What does it cause us to kind of turn our minds to? It's interesting that, you know, I find that when we are in a season of plenty, or where there's abundance, you know, we're very carefree, we're happy and everything. And then when we are in a situation of adversity, that's when we can become a bit more introspective. And so I suppose that's what I'm trying to invoke here in this episode, is let this also be something that would cause introspect as to, why do I think the way that I think? What kind of thoughts, or what kind of just maps in the mind are kind of causing me to think in a particular direction, to cause me to make the choices that I make? And now sometimes when it comes to this whole thing about choices and making choices, sometimes it's not even a thing that we can deal with on our own, and it may mean that we need to seek a bit of help from a friend, or just from somebody that you know that's going to be a safe space. But let me put the caveat in: whoever it is that we decide to share with in terms of our choices or making a decision about something, don't always expect that person's going to tell you something that you want to hear. if you found someone who's good like that, someone who is a person of integrity and actually wants the best for you, it doesn't always mean that they're going to tell you what you want to hear. And I think that sometimes we also have to know that as well. We have to know that when we're looking for advice from people to help us to come to a conclusion, they're not always going to tell you things that you like. And so you have to know who you're going to and why you're going to them. So yeah, that's the conclusion of my thoughts around choices, which I hope has been of some benefit to even just provoke you to begin to think differently and to understand just how much power there is in our choices, whether it is for us to move forward or for us to kind of stay in the same place. So thank you for listening. Let me know your thoughts. I am on Facebook and Instagram under Women on the Rise. Feel free to give me a follow, give me a connect. Let me know what you think of this podcast as well. And if there are actually some things that you'll be interested in hearing me share about, let me know. I'll be looking forward to hearing from you. And so, until the next one, live well.